Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Lots of stuff to talk about. Apparently, this Louisiana theater gunman who had gone into a movie theater yesterday and started spraying bullets, killing two women before he put the gun on himself, has been now reported to have been a quote-unquote a little off. We'll talk about a little bit of his past and a growing problem that we have with people with mental illness that are undiagnosed, getting a hold of weapons, and then unfortunately killing innocent victims. We got a huge Anthem, Cigna merger. And this is, in a way, it could be good, but in a way, it could be bad. And as you start to see a consolidation of some of the competition, you start to get a little bit concerned that we're not going to have a lot of choices out there. And Anthem, I originally heard that Anthem was buying out Cigna. Now we're hearing it's a merger. We're going to talk about that. A man needed to have his hand saved. And the only way it was able to be saved, if it was sewn onto his leg. We're going to talk about that. Phenomenal surgery and limb-saving measure. Very, very cool. A lot of us have our little kitty cats and our little doggies and pet carriers and crates. Well, these things offer no protection whatsoever in a car accident. And many of them are not safe, even though they're being advertised as safe. So we're going to talk about that. In addition to car safety, we're going to talk about an infant car seat that will prevent these car-related deaths where idiot parents leave their kids in the back of the seat to cook because they forget their kid is in the car. Brings up another subject of how distracted are we, where unfortunately we're causing our kids to die because we're idiots. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is interesting. There's a man that is cycling across the United States in the hopes of losing hundreds of pounds in order to save his marriage and lose weight, obviously. After turning 40, Eric Heitz made a decision to do something about his weight. He is 560 pounds. So he has embarked on a coast-to-coast cycling trip, chronicling his progress on Instagram, a Facebook page, and blog, all titled, quote, Fat Guy Across America. He also set up a GoFundMe page for followers to help fund his journey. He says, I drank too much pop and I didn't exercise. I hit 40 and I said, I've got to change this. 2 weeks and they have it in kilometers. Sorry, guys. 145 kilometers into his cross-country mission. He says he has already lost 60 pounds. But he has run into a roadblock when his bicycle broke down in Tiverton, Rhode Island. The Newport Daily News reported that Rob Purdy, who owns a bicycle shop in the area, is building a bicycle that should be able to support his frame for the rest of the trip. Heitz posted the video above of his new bicycle along with people from Purdy's shop. And you get to see it's like, ah, oh, yay. Nice guys. Purdy says it's definitely inspiring. It seems like a really good cause. Mr. Heights hopes to write a book about his experience. He's already the author of Everybody Loves Ramen. I like that. See? You know, everybody loves Raymond. Everybody loves ramen, like Top Ramen. A book pack with recipes that could, use packaged instant noodles for cash-strapped students. I like this guy. I lived on 10 cent. I think one time I got my ramen packages for 6 cents a pop. I got to tell you, boy, did that help those poor days of mine. Loved, I still do. I could just sit there and eat ramen noodles by the bowlful. You know what I like about this is somebody who is doing something. Now, you know, many of you are probably, you know, criticizing him because he's trying to, what's the word for it? Where you, I don't want to use the word take advantage, but, why can't I think of the word? It's Friday. That's why. Where you're, you know, utilizing the media and you're, not monetizing. I can't think of the word. This is so ridiculous. It's such an easy word. Anyway, and, you know, doing self-promotion and getting himself on Facebook and trying to become an instant success. Good. Let him. He's got the smarts to do. Capitalize. Jeez. See, the country's going so socialistic that I can't even think of the word capitalize anymore. And you know what? Good for him. Okay? You know, what will incite you guys to lose weight? Is writing a blog? Is becoming semi-famous? Is, you know, maybe that's what we need to do. All right? You know, a lot of you guys are just edgy and just, you know, salivating at the thought of being reality TV stars. And there's abilities to do that. There really are. Okay? It blows my mind how famous people become. Yeah, they may not keep their fame, which is kind of dangerous because some people don't mentally handle that well. But let's say there's a bunch of men and women out there that are all over 300. And, you know, we've seen The Biggest Loser and we've seen things like that. Right? And, you know, you guys are like, well, nobody's going to care about me that I want to lose weight because I'm over 300 pounds. Well, then why don't you be, you know, if a reality TV, and I'm not saying you guys are going to land a show, but being on YouTube, being on Facebook, being on Twitter, getting some local press is going to be what incites you to lose weight, then why don't a bunch of you get same color clothes, call yourselves a really cute name, all right, let people root for you. Okay, you know, come up with this thing where, you know, maybe have a little bet going on, things like that, and make it fun. You could do that. It's easy. Be creative. Write me. I'll give you guys ideas. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a lot of us like rice. I love rice. One of my favorite dishes is arroz con pollo with some rice and chicken and cheese, which I'm actually having right now. See, do you hear it? You hear it? Yeah, that's it. That is the rice and the chicken. Oh, can you smell it? Chicken and cheese that I'm going to be eating this morning. Cannot wait. But, you know, rice contains arsenic, and arsenic isn't really the best for you. Okay? For those of you that follow Jerry Doyle's Epic Times, one of the latest articles I wrote is a kind of an easy, interesting way to get rid of arsenic out of your rice. Well, first, let's talk about arsenic really quickly. All right? We know that arsenic is present in the environment, right? And it's found in water, it's found in air, food, soil. There's organic and inorganic, right? The FDA has been kind of measuring arsenic concentrations in foods like rices and juices through its total diet study program since the early 1990s. Dr. Oz resurfaced the conversation as, I guess, he was working with, I don't know if it was Consumer Reports, but he was looking and investigating at arsenic in the juices. So a lot of people started to freak out. Now, arsenic is, like I said, there's a couple different forms, okay? You get it from the erosion of rocks and volcanic eruptions and contamination from mining and smelting, and there's also many pesticides that have arsenic. So, when you have inorganic arsenic is the worst kind. We found it to cause cancer in the lung, the bladder, the kidney, can cause neurological conditions, diabetes, etc. The organic form we may see in fish, okay? And that doesn't seem to be as dangerous. But rice seems to have 10 times more arsenic than other foods. Now, why is that? Well, arsenic gets taken up in water very easily. And even though arsenic is usually in the soil first, when you look at rice, rice is, you know, made and grown in paddies, rice paddies. These things are usually in very aquatic areas. They're flooded with water. And so rice will pick up the arsenic a lot easier. Okay, most other crops don't really take up the arsenic from the ground, but the rice will. And you know, you have brown rice and white rice. A lot of people go, well, yeah, brown rice is healthier. Maybe, but brown rice contains the germ, the rice germ that I guess concentrates the arsenic more than the other rices. To make white rice, you need to get rid of the brown and the germ to make the white rice. And so white rice actually has less arsenic than brown rice, believe it or not. All right? But that's, you know, another subject for another day. So, you know, also skin cancer is another risk of arsenic exposure. So the FDA has been testing arsenic in foods, but we don't really talk about our rices because we think many people are already washing off the arsenic, right? They soak their rice in a pan and they go, yay, you know, I did my job. The problem is remember, we're talking about rice. Rice is so smart, it just re-soaks up the arsenic. So while you are soaking your rice, which is something I recommend you guys do to get rid of the glycemic, the extra sugar content of it, you pre-soak your rice, dump out the rice milk, and then you have less sugar on your rice. While that rice is sitting there soaking, it will reabsorb the arsenic. So researchers at Queen's University Belfast found that you could reduce the harmful amounts of arsenic by putting rice in coffee machines, right? Like the filter type coffee. So what ends up happening is you have the rice in the filter, and then the hot water steams over the rice, but it takes out the arsenic as it drips. And what's very interesting is they found that it could possibly remove 85% of the arsenic of the rice. Now, you know, many of you are listening to this going, well, should I even attempt it? Is rice just so bad that we should avoid it? Rice is not, to me, the safest of carb out there. I gain a lot of weight whenever I eat rice. You know, I know arroz con pollo is my favorite dish, and I have it just sitting right here steaming, just ready for me to eat at the next break, which is why I'm talking fast so I get to the next break quick enough before my food cools down. But it's very, you know, it has a glycemic index that really adds to your sugar. It adds to your carbs. And again, it soaks things up. I get thirsty every time I eat rice. So, all right. So what do you have to do? So some of you guys have a coffee filter and you got a bunch of rice. All right. So you put the rice in the filter section of the percolator, right? Percolicious. Anyway. Oh, okay. Anyway. And, I guess researchers found that it took 20 minutes to prepare white rice and 40 minutes for brown rice, but not to cook it. That's just to do the whole drip arsenic washing. All right. They say coffee percolating machines typically run on 10-minute cycles. So you need to sit there and watch it and have you recirculate, maybe get new water. And probably by the next morning, you'll have your rice all ready to go. But it's just kind of brings up, again, the topic of we're putting stuff in our body that has a whole bunch of crap. So maybe we just need to put everything through our coffee filter. Let it heat up. Let it wash out. I don't know. All right, 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A man in China may regain use of his hand after it was cut off in an industrial accident. But how? What happens? What, or how could he reuse it? They stuck it to his leg. The man has been identified as Mr. Zhao. He lost his entire left hand several weeks ago in a spinning blade machine in the factory where he was working. A surgical team led by Dr. Tang Zhu carried out the procedure at the Xingya Hospital in Changsha in central China. Tang said the team decided they could not simply put the hand right back where it came from. There were great risks to reattach a hand back directly to the arm, as tissues of the severed area were greatly damaged. Yeah, the hand is not going to be able to regrow and re-anastomose. All right, that's a big word, anastomose. All right, where the vessels will grow together from the severed part to the main body, the mothership, or the nerves, etc., then you're going to start having a hand that starts to necrose. And a necrotic hand gets cut off, unfortunately. So they grafted the hand to Mr. Zhao's lower right calf and connected it to blood vessels in the region to keep the tissue alive. They say the operation was a race against time to get the blood supply back to the severed hand. About after a month, the blood vessels and tendons in Zhao's arm healed, and the doctors reattached the appendage to the original limb. Zhao has been reported to be able to move his fingers a little bit, but will continue rehab to try to recover full use of his hand again. That is amazing. So, you see, you know, when something gets severed, it's already damaging and it's already a sick organ, all right, or limb. So you need to let it heal. But you can't, we don't have anything in a laboratory where you can have the hand sit there in the lab and reheal. So they stick it to a healthy part of the body that also doesn't have to reheal because the severed part of the arm is severed, right? So the leg is doing pretty good. It's nice and juicy. Gets the blood flowing. Gets the hand. I don't know what happened on a date, if he had to put a glove on it or not. I'm not sure. But it's cool. They say there have been reported cases in the United States in which other regions of the body babysat severed fingers and ears. A relatively common procedure is to bury a traumatically amputated ear in a patient's abdomen. All right? This way, the high level of oxygen in the abdominal region keeps the tissue alive. In such a case, such as Zhao's, a severed hand could, in theory, be attached to any part of the body where there are accessible blood vessels. I mean, it could even be the tongue. I mean, the tongue is a highly vascular process. You really don't want a hand hanging there from your tongue. But technically, all right, they said cosmetically, though, you may not want to attach the hand to the head or neck. All right, so we're hoping the hand makes it. Looks like it's doing okay. He's now doing rehab. Hopefully get the fingers moving. And I think it's phenomenal. Way to go. All right, guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
So, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DA. L.I. A lot of Facebook posts, a lot of emails about what happened with the Louisiana theater shooting and people screaming that we need gun control. And one had asked why conservatives won't look at this example as a reason to move forward and progress with, you know, putting in laws and restrictions for people owning guns. And it's not that simple. Okay, we're going to look at what happened at the Louisiana theater shooting. We're going to talk a little bit about gun control here. Okay, so gunman John Hauser, from what we understand, was always, quote-unquote, a little off. They call him a drifter, where he had a history of erratic behavior, and he just came in by himself, started to sit at the in the movie theater last night, which was, I think they were watching Trainwreck, and then he starts spraying bullets. Two women get killed in the spray, and then he turns the gun on himself. 59 years old, but an ex-attorney of his, John Swearingen, said he had always been a little off, quite obviously. Well, duh. Swearingen said Hauser once tried to burn down his Columbus, Georgia law firm and law office back in the 1980s. He said, I represented somebody, maybe several people he did not like, and he tried to hire someone to burn the law office. The man was a police informer and got it on tape. Calvin Floyd, the host of a Georgia TV talk show on which Hauser occasionally appeared, said the gunman was known to be erratic. He was a radical guy. Police are now trying to figure out a motive on why he decided to open fire at the Lafayette Grand Theater 16 at the 710 screening of Trainwreck. Law enforcement personnel were searching a room of a nearby Motel 6 in which they said he kept disguises like wigs and glasses as well as license plates for his car. They say this event was planned and maybe he was trying to change his appearance. So they think that he was planning on doing the crime and then fleeing. So this was premeditated. Okay? All right? Again, none of this insanity defense, even though he shot himself, so there's no trial. But, you know, premeditated. It was planned. So, of course, the topic comes up, where's our gun control laws? All right? What is the government doing about gun control? Well, it's not that simple, all right? When we look at some of the other shootings, like Aurora, Colorado, the Marine Recruitment Center, these are already places in legislative gun-free areas, gun-free zones, no gun zones. So you're already legislating, and that doesn't seem to help. Okay, so then, all right, well then why don't we just make a blanket law saying anybody with a history of mental illness doesn't get a gun? That sounds good to me. I think we could all agree on that. Anybody with a history of mental illness does not get a gun. Sounds good. Sounds like it makes sense. This guy's off, you know, he obviously has some mental illness, but now let's look a little deeper. All right, who gets diagnosed with mental illness? All right, well, you got people sometimes with, you know, schizophrenia, people with severe bipolar. But what about somebody who sustained a death in the family and is depressed or lost his wife? His wife died. So his wife died. He's depressed. He now goes to a doctor. He gets medication. His wife dies, gets medication prescribed. The insurance company needs the code 311 maybe for depression. Or some sort of a code in the 300 area. Not sure if the ICD-10 is changing that at all. And now that gets kicked off as a red flag. Well, he has mental illness. Okay, anybody losing their spouse, all right, is going to be depressed. You know, may need a little help. So what, he's not allowed to have his gun? He's not allowed to purchase a gun later? Well, Dr. Dahlia, people who are depressed and have guns, they could shoot themselves. I mean, you got a point. Somebody who's depressed, you really don't want him having a gun. And, you know, one thing we do as doctors is we screen people to see if they are depressed, if they have a weapon in the house in which they could kill themselves so that we could, you know, provide support because we don't want somebody depressed, you know, being around a gun. But you guys are being depressed or being diagnosed with depression or being diagnosed with anxiety all the time. And then you're going to have a legislator say, well, wait a second, sleep deprivation. Sleep deprivation causes depression. So we need to include people who are sleep deprived in that. And then another lawyer is going to say, well, some medication can make you depressed. Pain medication. Lortab, Vicodin, Norco, Percocet. A side effect of those medications is depression, anxiety, and mood disorders. So you see where we're going here? So here you are getting pain medicine. And because it's a side effect and there's laws, and whenever there's laws, there's lawsuits and there's liability. It's all those L's all mixed up, all right? Then it gets pretty lousy for us because here you are, you broke your foot, you're given a narcotic, and now you can't purchase a gun? Or what happens to people with existing guns? When a law gets passed saying anybody with quote-unquote mental illness does not get to purchase a gun, then there's going to be another law going, well, what about people that have guns right now in their house? We got to confiscate them. Oh, that's a good idea. All right, anybody that, you know, doesn't pass the psychiatric test or has, okay, then we confiscate the gun. Well, once government can confiscate the guns from a certain demographic and a group of people, who else are they going to confiscate guns from? This is not an easy topic. We are talking about lives, all right? And we are talking about lives getting lost. And we cannot have people that do not deserve, all right, to have a weapons permit, concealed carry, who do not deserve to be in the vicinity of a weapon. I forgot how I started my sentence because it was so compound. But, you know, I completely forgot what I was talking about. That's what happens. You know what? It was my arroz con pollo. I'd have now a little carbohydrate buzz. Oh, no, Dr. Dahlia had a brain fart. She cannot operate a gun. What? Brain fart is now a diagnosis, too? Going back, we have a man here that was, quote, unquote, a little off, got hold of a gun. We don't know if it was administered. We don't know if he passed, you know, the Brady Bill, if he, you know, waited the X amount of days and it was given to him and he, passed all the background checks. He was able to receive the gun. Then he carries it, he holds it, and then 5-10 years later, he decides to use it. Okay? We have no idea. We have no idea if he got the gun illegally like Adam Lanza did. Okay? We have no idea how James Holmes got his weapons to be able to shoot and kill that many people in the Colorado, Aurora, Colorado theater shooting. But what I do know is when there was a possible shooter in an Oregon mall, somebody with concealed carry, I think he was ex-military, stopped it. Pulled his gun out on the assailant, and then the assailant decided to turn his gun on himself, a semi-automatic weapon on himself. We also know that when we had two cops shot in Las Vegas and the assailant started to run into a Walmart, somebody with a concealed carry tried to stop him. Unfortunately, he got killed by the partner of the person who was coming into Walmart. But I look at his death as not in vain because he prevented and it's a shame he had to die, but he possibly prevented many others from getting killed in a Walmart. So do we need to rely on our citizens because we don't have enough cops and, you know, they're already, you know, strapped and overworked as they are. God bless them out there. And we need our good citizens, our patriots to help, you know, protect others, you know, or I don't know what the answer is. But saying we need to take away all the guns is not going to work. Because somebody always has guns, and somebody always is going to get guns, and the bad guys are always going to figure out how to get the guns. And if they can't, and somebody wants to kill somebody, then they're going to find another way to kill somebody. They're going to take their car and run into a bunch of people on a street, or use a knife. So it's not that simple. I agree, something has to be done, but it has to be done smartly. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Olson, Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We are back. Okay. Sorry. Need to conjugate my verbs properly. On the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. I had received an email from a parent whose child was being told to see a psychiatrist. Not because of mental illness, but because of a learning disability. And the mom was concerned that the psychiatrist would give the child a diagnosis because psychiatrists think everybody has mental health issues. She had written it was a cash visit, I think $800-$900. I don't have the direct email. I had read it one night, and I'm like, I gotta talk about this when we're talking about mental health issues. And it was for evaluation of a learning disability that the school wanted. And I've heard this before. You know, when somebody wants to look at, a school wants to look at auditory processing, or they want to see if maybe a child is having an issue because they have attention deficit, et cetera, schools will sometimes recommend a psychological or psychiatric evaluation of the child. And sometimes the teachers are right, or the school is right, to say, you know, look, you know, in case the child has a diagnosis that hasn't been diagnosed, you know, maybe the kid has diabetes, maybe the kid has low thyroid, if his regular doctor has not seen this, maybe let's get somebody a little bit more specialized to take a look, because we don't want a child misdiagnosed. You know, I think if a child has autism or Asperger's, that should be something that should be diagnosed and revealed to the parents, so some of their frustrations or issues that they have, they could understand and deal with it better, and the child could get proper treatment. So I get all that. But it was very, very interesting what this mom was writing. The theory out there, or the myth, that a psychiatrist thinks everybody has mental health issues. I also had another listener that said, doesn't everybody have mental health issues? Everybody has mental health. We have physical health and we have mental health. So let's just get that out of the way here, okay? Right? You have physical health, like TMJ. People always say, oh, I have TMJ. TMJ is temporal mandibular joint. You got two of them. Of course you do. Do you have TMJ pain? Do you have TMJ arthralgia? All right? So, mental health issues. Does everybody have quote-unquote mental health issues? Well, yeah. All right? That doesn't mean you have a quote-unquote diagnosis, but mental health issues. Some days you're going to feel like you're in a funk. Some days you are going to be a little manic, going, oh, my gosh, the sales. We got to go buy you all the sales. Let's go, 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 sales. You'll be manic about something. Some of us are going to have major mental health issues when the next Star Wars comes out, because we're going to be like, ah, yay, geriatric Han Solo. I cannot wait. Hope he takes off his shirt. You know, I mean, there's an argument that everybody will, at some point in their life, be dealing with a physical issue and a mental issue. That's okay to say. Now, that's not what the mom meant. The mom meant a couple things. One is, do psychiatrists, you know, look at you and they'll diagnose everybody, which is why they always say it's very difficult to date a psychologist or a psychiatrist, because they'll already mentally say you're OCD or you're bipolar or you're narcissistic or you're histrionic or you're, you know, oppositional defiant, or, you know, they'll categorize you. And people like to categorize, you know, and, you know, personally, I want somebody that's pretty OCD about cleaning his teeth. You know, somebody, I would think a man would want a woman who's a little OCD about plucking her upper lip hairs, right? You know, and her facial, you know, hair. You would think, you know, a couple OCD things could be pretty advantageous, okay, when it comes to cleanliness. So, you know, having certain traits or characteristics is okay. And I think we've, as a society, been a lot more, what's the word for it? Why am I having such brain farts? That's the last time I'm having carbs before my show. Being more open and understanding to, tolerant of, you know, people saying, yeah, you know what? I'm totally, like, for example, me and my medical clinic, okay? You know, if you look at the way I, you know, try to style my hair, if you look at the way I have my bills at home, it's a mess. Okay, everything's all over the place. But when it comes to something being done right with a lab or something being done with a patient, all right, I am very OCD about it. Not one thing can be missed. If there's a patient that comes to me with any sort of chest pain, that patient has to be evaluated. I will not tolerate my staff not getting that patient in or not recommending that patient goes and seeks emergency treatment if they have chest pain. So as a doctor, you become very OCD. I wash my hands 50 times a day when I'm at the office. When I'm at home, Yeah, I'll touch the cat. You know, the pizza will drop on the ground. I don't care. So you will definitely have certain parts of your day or aspects that you are pretty, you have a quote-unquote stereotypical tendency towards one way or another. But those people are good. I mean, you know, somebody who does electrical engineering, I mean, you know, you and I may be like, I really don't get the whole wire thing. I don't get this. Who really cares? But we need those people to care. All right, somebody looking at the Ebola virus and, you know, getting all excited about its wall antigens, et cetera, you need somebody out there that does that. But she also, the mom also brought up something that I see what she was going to. If you take your kid to be evaluated by a psychiatrist for $800, is that kid, no matter what, going to be given a diagnosis? Will a psychiatrist ever put on a piece of paper or a report completely normal? Now, it's interesting. Doctors will. If you're healthy, doctors will say that. They're healthy. Absolutely. But if there's an argument that nobody is completely 100%, then are you running the risk, if you do go to a doctor, to be given a diagnosis? Now, the Affordable Health Care Act has been, you know, the biggest thorn in many of our sides, but one possible benefit, okay, and don't shoot me for saying this, is the promotion of physicals. Okay, finally, insurance is paying for physicals. When insurance companies used to say we're not paying for physicals, only sick visits. So that rather than the doctor not getting paid unless they, you know, have to put a diagnosis down, they could actually put a diagnosis in your chart of well adult. You know how many of us have been going to the doctor? My whole gynecological file, rather than it saying normal female exam, it probably has, you know, scar tissue, heavily trafficked area, discharge. I don't know what it would say. All right. And so when doctors and hospitals were not able to just say, yeah, well, adult and get paid, they would have to cut. And still a lot of insurance companies, they won't pay for your blood work unless there's a diagnosis. You know, well, the patient says they're kind of down and we need to get this blood work done. And the patient wants the blood work paid. Well, then fine. We'll put, you know, he's a little down. We'll put depression. Boom. Now you have a depression diagnosis. So I don't want to say that a psychiatrist or a doctor will all the time put a diagnosis just because they got to come up with something. All right. But if you have tendencies like, yeah, there are codes for that and they'll put that down. And so, I don't know what the answer is for that. Okay. I mean, if your child has an issue, they need to be evaluated. But I understand the apprehension of having something on the record. You know, many of you have told me you will never go to the doctor for a variety of things, because you don't want a diagnosis that'll prevent you from getting a gun later if you, you know, need one to protect yourself in time of war, etc. You know, this is the society we're living in. It's where everybody is being discreet and putting on a face. I don't know what the answer is. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin-kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin-kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin-kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited-time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lock It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.